I'm glad to have you. And tell us about your preseason, how things look for the Rockets football team this season.
I think we're continuing to improve. I've been very happy with the effort of our guys. I thought we had a nice offseason in the weight room and competing in other sports. I think that they've been working very hard in practice. They've been a very coachable, enjoyable group to work with. Just a lot of positive attitudes, great work ethic, getting after it every day, pushing themselves to become better. So, we're cautiously optimistic. We feel good overall about things, but we know that there's a lot of work ahead of us yet. We know we have a very tough schedule, and games are won and lost on Friday night. So we have to just continue to prepare and get better each and every week.
You've had a few down years now in recent mm-hmm. seasons. How has that affected the way you approach this season?
You know, I think the key for us right now is we really are just continuing to focus one week at a time, not look at the big picture too much, but really look at, tonight was, first, tackle practice of the week, Mondays are usually a little bit later, preparing for Auburndale, and that's just all of our focus right now is on Auburndale in week one.
Well, tell us about your ball club this year, how things shake out for this season.
Yeah, we have a nice senior group that's played a lot of varsity football through the years here. So Caleb Hilgeman has a lot of experience. He's doing a nice job as both a wide receiver and outside linebacker. Mason Deeringer, defensive tackle, fullback type. Matt Knitch is doing all different types of things. Great D-back. He's been a great receiver. He's been repping at QB some here for us. Sam Helgestad's had a fantastic offseason and really preparing well. He's moving from the offensive line to the tight end position. Davis Vinedge is just one of those kids that you can always count on. Plays real tough both sides of the ball. Clay Neiman, excellent tackler as a safety. And then Devlin Timler has a ton of experience as a quarterback. So he's had to miss a little time early as he is doing something very honorable and serving his country, and he's in basic training. We'll be getting him back in the state this week here, but he's not been able to be there for some reps, but again for such an honorable cause, hats off to him for that. And Max stepped in and taken some reps, and now we feel that going into the year we're gonna have two quarterbacks that can play good varsity football.
Mm-hmm. How about your defense? How's that look this year?
Defensively, I think we're very much improved in the box. I really like our interior defense a lot overall. I think that we seem to be, the scrimmage went well. I thought we were a sound tackling team overall, and a physical football team, which is something you always try to gauge in a scrimmage. So we were happy to come out of that day with not a lot of injuries. We had a couple of younger guys get a little dinged up, but overall very happy with the performance there and just the physicality of the day.
Anything in particular about this ball club that you think is a strength this year?
I think balance would be the key word overall. I don't know if there's any one thing that's a great strength, but I also am not sure that there's any one thing that's a great weakness. I think offensively we'll be able to run and pass the ball and well balance. Last year we had some pretty decent balance in what we were able to do. And then same thing defensively. I think that we've got some nice athletes in the defensive backfield. We'll create a good pass rush. But I think balance is one of the key words that stands out. And then overall just real impressed with the character of these guys and the way they conduct themselves on a daily basis.
You mentioned Devlin Timler playing quarterback for you back once again this year. Tell us about the skills he has that he brings to that position.
He's got a great arm, very accurate, great knowledge of the game, knowledge of the offense, just a real smart football player and a lot of experience. He's been, starting since the tail end of his freshman year, and then started the last couple of years. So he's had a lot of reps and a lot of experience.
All right, let's bring in Larry Heaser for some questions and comments. Larry?
First of all, I can't believe it's 15 years that you've been the head coach for Spencer Columbus.
Right.
Wow. Spencer Columbus, you've had that co-op here now for a number of years.
Yeah.
How has that helped your numbers as far as football players?
It's been very good. It does a few things. I think, it helps us to have numbers to, whether it was at a time period where, three levels of football was kind of, popular, we were able to do that, or now you see a lot more varsity JV where we're able to solidly do that with numbers in the mid-40s. So I think it allows us as small schools to be able to stay in 11-man football and continue on very solid in that. And then I think it also just creates, great opportunities for guys to come together. It is a unique co-op, but overall it's been a successful one. And seeing the kind of brotherhood is talked about, that term, the SC brotherhood's talked about quite a bit. Seeing some of the relationships that are really, you know, lifelong relationships that guys form. You know, I always get asked the question, well, how many Columbus kids do you have? And I usually don't know the answer to that until we go down to the Columbus pep rally and I have to count the Spencer kids on the bus, because there's such a blend, you know. Okay. There's a blend. And so it's not that you're seeing, oh, there's this many. I mean, we get solid numbers from both schools. And like I say, when we go down for that pep rally, well, then I'll have to take some time and count to make sure, you know, we got everybody. But other than that, you know, we don't pay much attention to it once we step foot on that football field or all together.
What about coaching as far as this co-op? I mean, do you get a mix of guys from both schools? Or?
Yeah, we've always strived to have a mix. So our defensive coordinator, Eric Stratman, is a Columbus, you know, person. He's, you know, he had kids that went through there, and he's coached for them for youth football and whatnot. He was the president of their, you know, booster club for a long time. Luke Hilgeman is our offensive and defensive line coach. You know, he's got a history, you know, his kids go to Columbus and a history there, and he's coached middle school football for us. This year we added Jared Mandel into the staff. So he is our former quarterback. It was a very, very good quarterback from us. He's a Columbus grad, excellent athlete overall. He's been coaching some middle school for us, now moving up to high school. And then on the Spencer side, we have Andy Hogden and Sam Bookberger are a couple of teachers, math and business for us. So we do have a balance between the two. And I've always wanted that. And for the most part, we've always been able to keep that. And especially at the middle school level, I really think it's important to try to keep familiar faces there. Sometimes that's the first time when we co-op. Youth football is done separate. Seventh grade's the first time we co-op. So I've always wanted to have guys that are familiar to all the kids, you know, from both sides, just to have that continuity.
Coming into the season now, what are you going to see as the keys for your success, especially early on here?
I think the keys for us is just, you know, learning how to win football games, you know, and string wins together. And I think we're capable of very good plays, offense and defense. We need to demonstrate that we're capable of stringing those together, you know, stringing good plays together to get first downs, to get touchdowns, you know, stringing defensive stops together to get the ball back, those sorts of things. So I think it's just that consistency piece of it. That's the thing that stands out to me the most, is we need to be consistent with everything we do in order, you know, a football game's a long game, and there's adversity that comes up in any football game. There are bad plays. The best team in the world will have bad plays in a football game. How do you respond to that adversity? So that's the test. I think these guys are up for it. I'm excited to see it.